interesting obstacle areas that comes up when I'm working with clients is lack of information, where what seems like the obstacle to moving forward is not knowing how to do something or not knowing a critical piece of information to move forward. And it's probably one of the easiest places to see how what we're up against isn't really what we think we're up against. It's that we think what we're up against could possibly stop us. And just by way of example, occasionally I've been doing a call-in radio show for over 10 years on Hay House Radio. And from time to time, people will call in, and the problem they call in with is they're stuck because they don't know how to do something. They don't know how it works. And what I have done from time to time is I hit the mute button. I've got a little foot pedal with a mute button. And as I'm listening, I type into Google exactly what they're asking about. And the answer comes up on Google, and I click it, and I read them the answer, and they go, "Oh my God, that's brilliant." Now, in some fairness to me, I always admit it when I've done that. But I always find it interesting that it didn't occur to them that the missing piece of information was probably a couple of finger clicks away. Now, the reason that is the reason we've been talking about. We get caught up in the movie. We get caught up in all the thinking that's going on in our mind. And we lose sight of the common sense, innate intelligence, inner wisdom, inner guidance that's always on and always talking to us, always pointing us in a direction, always giving us real-time information as we move forward. Now, there are exceptions to the Google rule. Right? There are things that we don't know that aren't known. There are questions that the answers aren't already out there. Well, what do you do then? Well, one of the more interesting examples of that is an engineering company that a friend of mine was working at. And one of the things that all the people that worked there, all the engineers that worked there were taught was how the mind worked. And that underneath all the noise of their thinking was this innate intelligence, and it just sometimes needed a little bit of space and a little bit of time to come through. And so they were working on a project, and the project was massively over budget, and they didn't have anywhere near enough time to complete it. And so all the best engineers in this company worked on solving this problem. And they worked on it for a couple of weeks, and it got to the point where the best that they could do was still going to take a year, and they needed to complete the project in 9 months. So the head of the company got them together. He thanked them for their time. He thanked them for all their effort. He said, I'm going to call the people who put in the order. I'm going to tell them we can't deliver on the contract. And this was a big deal because that probably would have cost him his job and certainly would have cost the company millions of dollars. Well, an interesting thing happened the next morning. The boss came into work at about 6 a.m. to kind of get his things in order before he made the call. And he noticed that there were a few other cars already there. And when he got into the office, he noticed that a few of the engineers were already in. And when he asked one of them what was going on, the guy said, "Well, you know, it was the strangest thing. When you said we were giving up, that we weren't going to move forward, I was relieved. I actually, you know, I hate to say it because I know it's a big deal, but I thought, oh, you know, finally." And I went home and I had a nice meal with my wife and kids and had an early night and slept brilliantly. But I woke up in the middle of the night with an idea for something that was totally different to anything we talked about for the last few weeks, totally different to anything that we'd even explored. And I figured I kind of owed it to you to at least come in and see if the maths would work. Well, when I got in, Charlie and Sarah were already here, and they were already kind of had come up with sort of a similar direction to move in, and we think we're going to make this work. Well, in the end, they did make it work, and they completed the project within the 9 months, actually with a few days to spare, and with a minimum of pressure and stress, because they'd actually come up with a plausible way to make it happen in the way. They found the missing information, not in Google, but in or from or through this inner knowing, this inner wisdom, this innate intelligence. Now, what was interesting was that boss wound up leaving the company later, and he came back as a consultant, and he said that he met with some of those engineers that were still there years later. And giving up had become so much a part of their best practice that if somebody was stuck on a project, the first thing that the engineers would go is, oh, have you tried giving up yet? And the person would always go, oh, brilliant, I forgot. And they'd give up. And then at some point in the next day, the next 2 days, the next week, the next month, a new solution would present itself from this responsive, adaptive, real-time intelligence. And the engineer said something that really stuck with me. He said, there are two things that are constant. It always works, and we're always surprised that it works. And that kind of speaks to this just-in-time nature of this deeper intelligence. It's actually only there when you need it. So I sometimes think about it like, if you go to the refrigerator, when you're not hungry, it never looks like there's anything to eat. But then if you're hungry and you go to the refrigerator, it's like, oh, there's all this great stuff in there. When you actually need it, when you're actually engaged in a project and there's a missing piece of information, if you can't find it on Google, you'll find it when you give up trying to figure it out, when you give up trying to search your memory banks, and you make space to allow this innate intelligence to deliver. So how is this relevant for you? Well, you may or may not right now have as one of your obstacles that you're up against a lack of information, but based on almost every human being I've ever talked to, there are at least a few things in your life that you're preoccupied with, that you kind of think about all the time. It might be to do with one of the other obstacle areas about, oh, I'm always thinking about money, or I'm always thinking about time, or I'm always trying to figure out how I'm going to do something to do with work, or I'm trying to figure out my relationship. And that preoccupation, that overthinking, actually obscures, it drowns out this innate intelligence. So I want to give you a simple thought experiment. And that is, I want you to take at least 72 hours off from whatever you're overthinking, from whatever it is that you've been trying to figure out how it works. You've been trying to figure out the answer. And how do you take the time off? You take the time off. If you notice yourself thinking about it, you remind yourself you're taking 72 hours off. Now, if something comes to you within those 72 hours, great, that's okay. But you're not allowed to do it. It has to be a hands-off. If it shows up, it shows up. If it doesn't, I'm 72 hours older and I'm no worse off than I was when I began.